Each year, the new crop of automobile offerings casts into obsolescence the used and unused models of the previous year. The greater visibility of the automobile brings into play the added impetus of rivalry with neighbors and friends. Paul Mazur, American Prosperity, 1928. Chapter 2. The Annual Model Change. The practice of deliberately encouraging product obsolescence grew out of the competition between Ford and General Motors in the 1920s. The corporate leaders involved in this contest, Henry Ford and Alfred Sloan, both trained as electrical engineers. But there, all similarities ended. Ford began life as a farm boy and became a hands-on engineer, obsessed with delivering value and durability to the American public. He first learned his craft in a Detroit machinist shop before joining the Edison Illuminating Company. There, he soon became a chief engineer, famous for an autocratic style modeled after the old man himself. Ford saw his car as a great social leveler, a democratic, one-size-fits-all symbol of American classlessness. Sloan, on the other hand, was the child of privilege, savvy, political, and pragmatic. He graduated at the top of his class from MIT in 1892, a year after Ford joined Edison. For a graduation present, Sloan asked his father to buy him John Wesley Hyatt's bankrupt roller bearing plant, which he turned into a multi-million-dollar operation. Sloan was less interested in social change than in power and prestige. As head of General Motors, he was ideally placed to achieve both. MIT gave Sloan the professionalism characteristic of an emerging new generation of engineers. Their values were markedly different from those of Edison and the great inventors of the 19th century. In particular, they had a growing awareness of the inevitability of technological obsolescence, a concept that had begun to acquire the ideological trappings of Darwinism. After a series of mergers and takeovers, Sloan found himself at the center of General Motors, a disorganized and crisis-driven company that offered little competition to Ford. At first, Sloan tried to fight Ford with the tools of classic